the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more.
7:34, Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Ann Berger, candidate for this kind of legislature, should be calling us back here momentarily. It's, we have to keep everything in context today with Mercury in retrograde. And let's see what it say here. It says it's going to be a little more chaos than usual. You want more chaos, more intensity, more weirdness? Of course not. But here it comes. Astrology's most notorious event is back again with the first Mercury retrograde of 2026, touching down on Thursday, February 26th. So there. Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to comment while we have some, in between moments. You were not the only person that thought that I was drinking beer yesterday.
Okay.
I am currently drinking a Liquid Death canned water, and it's kind of been taking storm a little bit, but we're going to have to hold that conversation for another day.
Good morning, Ann. Is this you back again?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Thank you for joining us, Ann.
Ed's here.
I apologize for the 7:30 break there, but thank you for following back up in 4 minutes.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, I just, I've been on a tear here this morning. The road rage drivers on the Taconic this morning. Then Robbie informed me that, it's Mercury in retrograde, so expect more chaos in our lives than usual. And thank you for standing up for the folks here in Dutchess County and running for the Dutchess County legislature here come this fall. And I bet there's lots of folks who probably think, well, we just had elections for legislature. Why are we doing this again? And can you start the conversation there, please?
Yeah, there was a change made a couple years ago from the governor's office wanting everyone to be on even year terms. So any county or town position that's on a 2 year term, they want them on the even year. So unfortunately for some folks, have to run again this year. So now anybody who ran last year in a 2 year position will have to run again. So yes. That includes county legislators, some town board folks. Not all town boards run on a 2 year term, so just select ones.
Right.
So after this, we'll go back to business as usual, running every 2 years or four if that's the term set up by your town.
And can you tell our listeners who you are and really what has inspired you to step forward and run for the legislative seat in District 2?
Sure. So I am born and raised here, which is probably my proudest accomplishment. I love growing up in Dutchess County and spent my whole childhood here and have raised 2 children here and continue to work here and be involved in a lot of community things. I teach yoga here as well. So I call Dutchess County home, and I love it and have, no plans to leave anytime soon. I had 4 great years on the town board in Poughkeepsie, got me really great exposure to local government, how things really work, how spending is allocated, and I think taking this next leap into the legislature just makes complete sense based on my experience, and the space is open, so that works out nicely. The former legislator, lost the seat last year, and it's open now, and I believe the universe puts you where it needs to be, and I am thrilled to step into this role and bring some of my skill set to this position.
Ann, you touched upon something that Tom and I want to just sort of just drill down a little bit on, and really that's the role of a county legislator. You've hit on some of them right now, but I think a lot of people don't understand that, and you could make an argument that the current incumbent in that role, Emma Arnoff, your opponent, doesn't understand that either. I mean, the role of a county legislator really entails budgets, infrastructure, public safety, fiscal oversight, and how decisions are made at the county level. All of these things affect every single constituent in District 2. Can you comment a little bit about what we're seeing? At least from my perspective, we're seeing legislators who were recently elected talking about, national issues, campaigning, if you will, against or holding meetings on national levels, which are really outside their purview. Can you comment on that?
I think it's really easy to fall into things that are going, you know, to fall into the discussions around things happening on the federal level. I mean, we are inundated with these topics all day from various social media streams, and it really has become sort of the theme, these federal issues. But they don't play a role at the local level. And what we're talking about at the local level is quality of life issues. You know, what makes it great to live here in Dutchess County? And that is, like you said, public safety. Do we have a strong police force? Do they have the best tools that they need? Is our EMS, our services really robust enough to support the people that live here and the people that are coming into our county? As we know, our population is booming. I stay away from those issues because they really don't impact us here. People want to talk about, like I said, safety, traffic, parks and recreation, how our tax dollars are being spent. And I really try to stay within those guardrails of what matters to, you know, everyday taxpayers that live right down the road from me.
And this is Tom, talking about some of the things, talking about free bus service. You and I know there is no free. The men and women, the taxpayers who are already here, because of state taxes in particular, already carry an unnecessary burden. And we also know that the Ulster County implemented free buses a while back, and I received a call from someone over there involved in politics. They have turned into, rolling homeless shelters. That's now, impacting their ability to, you know, for other people to want to use the buses. And they're having to hire additional bus monitors now. The drivers don't want to drive them because of having to, you know, deal with these situations. And the idea that some of these things, well, we have to put these free services in effect. Those free services carry an enormous burden on top of men and women who are already struggling to pay their increased utility bills, their increased taxes. Anne?
Yes. I know there has to be respect for taxpayer dollars. There is not an endless supply of money. If only there were, we could implement lots of services for the minority of people. I mean, let's face it, you know, the people, the buses aren't filled. The Loop buses haven't been filled for a really long time. So it would be nice if we could have an endless supply of money and give everybody free things, but we know that's not how the world works.
No.
But again, being on the, having that experience on the town board, I was able to see how tight budgets are and how narrow spending can become, and needs to be allocated for resources that benefit the majority of people, the infrastructure, the water, the sewer, the things that really matter to people at the end of the day. Free really doesn't exist. It's taxpayer dollars. You can even look at that when we look at grants,
Absolutely.
Grant funding. It's the same sort of thing. You know, we're talking about a $250 million grant for something, that came from taxpayer dollars. It didn't just appear from thin air.
No, not at all.
And what do you think distinguishes you and your approach? And why do you believe you are the stronger choice for District 2 right now?
I'm going to lean back on my experience. Having been honored to be voted in two terms on the town board in Poughkeepsie and really understand how things work, working with the different departments, how planning plays a role in a lot of things, prior to the town board approval of things, it really will lend itself to me being able to work collaboratively with everybody in the legislature, lean on some of the relationships that I already have mm-hmm. with some people in outside of the legislature, whether it's different people in different county offices. I really believe that what I did in the town and listening to residents and getting that experience of what the common man wants, and again, what everybody talks about when I was going door to door and getting out there and meeting residents is, you know, safety, beautiful parks and rec. You know, people want their money spent wisely and not frivolously. So I can bring that to the table and really make decisions that benefit, you know, the majority of the people. People want to keep Dutchess County beautiful. They like having the single family homes. You know, people want to invest in that versus some of these apartments and structures like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm really going to be able to share some of the experiences that I had. That's probably my biggest asset.
Good. And you've also indicated too, that and this is a quote from your Facebook page, and I'm just borrowing from it and to just read it to you. The residents of Dutchess deserve representatives that can work across party lines to improve the quality of life for all of us. Is that easier said than done? I mean, we're seeing a lot of divisiveness, if you will, on the local side and certainly on the national side. Is that really achievable in your mind?
Yes, I have to remain optimistic. Because mm-hmm. If I don't, and this is true for all of us, it will continue to remain in our silos sitting on our different sides of the aisle.
Right.
But the only way we're going to get things done is compromise. And we have to be able to work collaboratively and come to the table. I think at the end of the day, and I say this, you know, a few times a week in various conversations, I think we all as human beings want the same things. We want safety for our children. We want to live in a beautiful place. We want more money in our pocket at the end of the day. I don't think either side really deviates from those core principles of, you know, wanting to have a nice place to live. It's just how do we achieve that without missing the boat, without missing the target? So we have to come together. We have to work together and spend the money wisely. Again, there's not an endless pot of money. We have to spend it on programs that make the most sense and prioritize.
And we need to get in a quick sports update break here at 7:46 already. Can you hold through a quick break and come back and pick up the conversation?
Absolutely.
Thank
back
you,
in
Ann.
A minute with Ann Berger, Dutchess County Legislature District candidate, too. Back in a minute on The Beacon. Seven 49, Hudson Valley Focus Live. Back to our conversation with Ann Berger, candidate for Dutchess County Legislature. Ann?
Good morning.
Thank you for spending time. You know, a couple things while I'm thinking about this. I neglected a few weeks ago to mention the passing of former Town of Poughkeepsie Supervisor Joe Davis, who I had the occasion to work with back when he was supervisor in the Town of Poughkeepsie. And then, former Supervisor Jay Baisley. Jay Baisley and the town board under Republican control had the town of Poughkeepsie in solid, solid financial status. And what was represented in that election there a couple of years ago misrepresented to people what was on. And the lack of... You talked about the local issues that people care about, and this is really important. And when I go back to, let's see, this would have been last year, or maybe it's even the year earlier now, the mm-hmm. housing issue that the four Democrats on, well, they had the majority, had the majority, they didn't even listen to the input regarding the housing issue that, and I can't remember now, honestly, the details of it, but it would impact people's single-family housing. And I feel they were talking about making things multifamily housing. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's been a couple iterations or programs presented around, affordable housing,
right.
Incentives for developers to allow for certain X number of units to be considered affordable. So, you know, there's been a few different agenda items over the last 3 or 4 years.
But and my point is that one conversation going back to the spring of a couple of years ago, I guess it was probably 2024, there was not adequate discussion. The input from the residents was completely ignored. And I feel that was so impactful. It should have undergone a full seeker review. And they just shut it down. They passed on it at one night after shutting down conversation. And that's not what our town residents need, or county, Ann.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember exactly what the resolution was about, or whether it was a code update or something we were adding to our code. I mean, there's been a lot of changes. I was lucky enough to, you know, been there when Jay was there for my first term, and mm-hmm. You know, experience his leadership, and then the current supervisor, her leadership in a different way. But you know, partisan issues exist, and clearly we're seeing a lot of division and a lot of specific agenda from the left side and kind of what they want to do. But you're right, there wasn't enough consideration for the majority of the people. And when we look at Dutchess County, or we look at the town of Poughkeepsie, which I have the most insight on as having been sit on the board there, it's made up of single family homes. It's made up of residents that have lived here their whole lives.
Yes.
It's made up of people who lived here, retired here, have their small little piece of heaven that they live on. And they want to see that maintained. They want that same sort of idyllic life that they have become accustomed to.
And let me jump in to say that for most individuals, that's a major portion of their wealth is in their single family home. And, you know, to bring it up to even more recent, earlier, you know, in the not too many months back, when the town board did the same thing on the BESS systems, the battery energy storage systems, that Rebecca Edwards was pushing to permit that close to residential areas, and specifically with a piece that is owned by Vassar College, which, you know, she has an affiliation. She should have excused herself from anything. The risk to the people who live in those areas from these battery energy storage systems is absolutely huge. Now, I know we're talking about town of Poughkeepsie issues, and you are running for Dutchess County Legislature District 2. Mm-hmm. My point is this. I want you on the legislature because you will actually listen to the constituents.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I agree. I have my feelings about, listen, I'm a Republican. I've chosen the party that I feel most aligned to their core values. So I'm not immune to the fact that I too am influenced by some of the things that the Republican Party is talking about at the federal level, and battery energy storage being one of them. But at the end of the day, when I was going door to door and talking to people, even the people that were pro battery energy storage or pro some of the affordable housing, initiatives, the majority of people in the area that I represented were not in favor of these things, or felt that, particularly with the battery energy storage, that the technology was a little bit too early to implement. We didn't know enough about it. It was too risky. Why rush? Let's wait. And I had to put, you know, my feelings aside. I happen to not be in favor of the large-scale battery energy storage systems at this time, so I was, you know, shying away from that. So I was aligned with most of them, but you always have to put your own personal views aside and listen to what your constituents want.
And in this particular instance, listen to the professionals, firefighters out there, here in Dutchess County, the Hudson Valley, New York, and across the nation, who do not have the equipment or training to deal with these thermal runaways that happen, that then give off toxic gases and toxic runoff into our aquifers and water. So it's So, Ann Berger, to your point, none of this should be political. It should be what serves all of us. And how do we protect the safety and security of the people right here in our communities? And that's what I've heard you say over and over and over again in the few minutes we've spent together. Ann?
Yes, and there was neighboring, you know, towns that decided not to move forward with these type of programs, the battery energy storage. The town did not, you know, it was voted in to allow that into the town code. And you had to, as a representative, I had to look around and see what the other towns were doing in my neighboring area. They were saying, no, let's wait. So it was a very interesting time to be on the board. I learned so much about local government and different perspectives and researching and how to come about the best decision for the majority of the people. I really did my due diligence with big decisions like that. I mean, a lot of the times on the town board, we're talking about much smaller decisions and things that don't really, you know, play a role in the day-to-day lives of people. But when it came to big ticket items like that, I spent a lot of time in my part-time job, if you will, as a town board member, researching and going to forums and attending the informational sessions on really what was happening. And that is really what I bring to the table, is I will really go the distance for the residents.
That's all it has to be.
Exactly correct. And can I get your assurance that when you're elected to this role, that you're not going to, make an announcement that you're running for state senate as your opponent did when she won election?
I will not be making such an announcement.
And we're just about out of time this morning.
Your campaign kickoff is March 19th, folks. Ann Berger's campaign kickoff for Dutchess County Legislator District 2 is happening Thursday, March 19th, over at Madison's Pizza Place, which is a wonderful place.
And
so
come on out
and meet your candidate.
We will have you back on before then. And Ann, how do folks contact you to support you real quick?
Okay, there's Facebook, Ann Berger for Legislative District 2. They can email me at burgerfordutchess, B-U-R-G-E-R, @gmail.com.
Thank you very
much. And basically Google. The internet will find me.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. Quick break here on Hudson Valley Focus Live, and then back with Ed Kowalski and Robbie here on The Beacon on this Friday morning.